وفاضل أمر الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأل الله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Respected brothers, the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear for all of us. And that is, Shaitan, Iblis, is our open enemy. And we need to be conscious and careful. The rest of our life, for our friends and family members, so that we should be able to stay with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam throughout
our life.
Because all those who are not staying with Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam, actually they are staying with Iblis and Shayateen. As in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَإِنَّ شَيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ. So these are shayateen who are whispering, who are inspiring their friends. So all those who are following and chasing and obedient to Iblis and shayateen, so they are their friends. And what happens when anyone becomes friend of shaitan, then at that time they inspire the people, they inspire the mankind to have quarrels and fights and disputes and argumentation with each other. That is So the shayateen, they inspire the people to have fight and quarrels and disputes and argumentation with each other. And anyone who will be obedient to shaitan, Allah says he is mushrik. So last week we discussed different types of people when Iblis met with our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad. Prophet asked him, who are your enemies? So different types of enemies of Iblis and Shayateen, which have been introduced by himself, Shaitan. So this type of people who are enemies of Iblis, they are of 22 types. So last week we discussed few of them. What Iblis told to the Prophet, he said, you are my worst enemy. He said to the Prophet, you are my enemy. Why? Because I am inspiring the people to be deviated, to start sins. And result of sins and deviation, that is hellfire. But at the day of judgment, you will stand up, you will do intercession, you will do shafa'at, and people will be forgiven. So all of my work will be lost. So that's why I consider you as my one of the biggest enemy. The second type of enemy of the Iblis, what he said, that is alime ba'amal, a scholar who is also following his knowledge as well. Number three, someone who has hamil Quran, the people who are reading Quran, learning Quran, and getting guidance from Quran. So these people are also enemies of Iblis. Number four, those people who are muazzin. So we all possibly could be muazzin, because if individually we are praying, whenever we are praying, saying adhan is mustahab, and when you are saying adhan, so a line of angels from east to the west is behind you. So, and when you are saying aqamah, the second line is also there, and these all angels will forgive for you. So why not we should get benefit whenever we are praying? First of all, we have to say adhan and aqamah, and then we should stand for the prayer. But especially in the mosque which have been built for the cause of Allah, so whenever the time of namaz is, so that starts with the azan. So this is called to come in the house of Allah. This is a call to stand together with unity, with faith, with iman, so that we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively. So anyone who is muazzan and inviting the people for good cause, for ibadah, so he is also enemy of Iblis. The next category, that is those people who are helping the poor people. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given someone knowledge or wealth or whatsoever the resources he has, and if he or she is helping the poor people, so these people are also enemies of shayateen. The next category, those people who are helping the orphans. So in many verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be sympathetic, to be kind, to be parents for the orphan people. So all those people who are sympathetic and playing the parenting role for the orphans, so they are also enemies of Iblis. So wherever in the world, if possible for us, at least one or two child we have to adopt, those who are orphan, we should take the responsibility to educate them, to fulfill their expenses, so that they should be able to be educated and have a respectable life in this world. The next category, that is number seven, those people who are kind, who are soft-hearted, those who are kind towards their family members, towards the poor people, towards those who are their subordinate. So wherever they are having opportunity, but if they are reflecting kind behavior towards other people, so they are also enemies of shayateen. The next category, that is those people who are calling the people for good cause. So this is those who are amirine ma'roof wa nahine munkar. So those people who are inviting the people for good cause, for ibadat, for wajibat, for mustahabat, and also the forbidding people for not to commit any bad thing. So these nasiheen are also enemies of Iblis. The ninth category, that includes those people who are daimul wudu. Wudu is nur, this is light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person is in wudu and he is repeating his wudu again, without breaking his wudu and doing wudu again, so that is nurun ala nur. So wudu is a nur that enlightens our body, that enlightens our soul, that also improve our iman and certainty level. So someone who is always in wudu, actually he is protecting himself or herself from the traps of shaitan. So those people, wo tamam log jo hamesha koshish karte hain ki wo wudu ki halat mein rahe, chahe din ho ya raat ho, namaz to baghair wudu ke ho nahi sakti, lekin namaz ke ilawa bhi, chahe wo sote hain to wudu ki halat mein sote hain, uthte hain, baithte hain, jaagte hain, jab bhi unka wudu toota hai wo koshish karte hain ki wo dobara wudu kar le. So all these people who are daim al wudu, they are also enemies of Iblis. The 10th category are those people who are generous, who are forgiving the people for their mistakes, or who are donating their wealth or their skills to the other people. So those people who are able to help someone with their mal or with their skills, so these people are also enemies of Iblis. The 11th category, that includes those people who are enemies of Iblis. So these people are khush akhlaq people. Those people who are bearing good attitude. Always, you know, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he was facing anybody, always he was meeting the people with smile. And when he was shaking hand, he was never taking back or pulling out his hand first. Always he was waiting the other person should take back his hand, and then Prophet was taking back his hand. So otherwise he was carrying on the shaking of hand with the people. And even some people, they insulted in front of other people, but still he was patient, he was tolerant. So this is actually the main pillar of Islam, the main pillar of Iman, that is akhlaq, that is our etiquette, that is our attitude, our morality with other people. So usually we all are having mistakes in this field. So this is the nature of human being. Usually those who are more powerful, those who are higher than you, always you are very kind, very polite for them. But those who are younger than you, or those who are your subordinate, those who are poor, so we are harsh for them. What we need the same kind of morality and attitude with everyone, whether they are our friends or enemies. Even if someone is insulting us or swearing upon us, it does not mean we should also swear upon them. So we should always try to control our hands, our tongue. More than 200 sins are there which we commit through the tongue. So if we are able to control our tongue, so many of, we should decide, none of the bad word will come out from my mouth, and whenever any word will come out, that will be one of the beautiful word. That will be soft word. So if we try to control our mouth and whatever we are saying, we have to say with politeness, we should come out with the soft words and kind words, automatically this is one of the greatest tabligh of Islam, what we are doing. But if we are not improving our akhlaq towards ourselves, towards our family members, towards our friends, community members and other people, then actually we are damaging Islam. We are damaging the personalities of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. So always we should try our best not to hurt anyone with our words or with our actions. So this is akhlaq. Anyone who is bearing good akhlaq, actually he is enemy of Iblis. And we must try at least to try to stand in one of the category of enemies of Iblis. The next category, that is those people who are kane. Wo log jo qanaat pasand hai, jo kuch Allah ne unhe diya hai, wo usi pe razi hain. Those people who are content. Whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and provided them, they are happy. If they are healthy, they are happy. If they are sick, they are happy. If they are rich, they are happy. If they are poor, they are happy. If they are young, they are happy. If they are old, they are happy. Any type of condition, you know, for many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَىٰ. Whatever you will put the efforts in something, you will get that thing. Qanaat does not mean you should not do and you should not plan for anything. No, Allah says, Allah has given you brain, Allah has given you knowledge, Allah has given you hands and feet. So you have to think, you have to plan, you have to put your efforts. But if with all this planning and efforts you are not getting, or some other people are having more than you, at that time you should not be greedy, you should not be jealous. Whatever, with all of your planning and efforts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you, you should try to be happy with that. If a person will not be happy with the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, psychologically, he or she is damaging himself or herself. He is not doing anything against Allah. He cannot provide any damage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he is doing, He is killing his personality. He is damaging his own psychology. So the best option for us, that is, we should try to be content. Whatever Allah has given us for anything, we should always say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
13th category of enemies of Iblis are those people who are Pak Daman. Pak Daman, yani hame koshish karni chahiye apne daman ko kisi haram se, kisi gunah se aluda na karein. So few weeks ago I also gave you one hadith. One of the best ritual is those people who are doing afzalul ibadah, one of the best worship, those who are able to keep pure or to keep pak their sexual organ and their tummy. So we should always be careful for our iffat, for our pak damani. We should not try to get involved in any kind of guna or haram food or haram actions. So anyone who has pak daman, who has kept pure his iffat, so he or she is also enemy of Iblis. 14th category are those people who are always ready for the death. They have prepared themselves for the death. Because ultimately one day, sooner or later, we all will face this death. So why not those people who are scared of death? Why? Because maybe they are not ready. The main reason is maybe their sins are more. Otherwise, for the believer, for the followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, actually, death is a barrier. Maut ek hijab hai ki jo aapke aur Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad ke darmiyan hai. Ki jab ye hijab hatta hai, to pehla kaam jo hota hai, wo yehi hai ki ek momin ko Hazrat Ali alaihi salam aur Allah taala ki ziyarat naseeb hoti hai. So death is a barrier between us and Aima al-Bayt alaihi salam. So always a believer is happy to die, so that this barrier should be removed and he or she should be able to do ziyarat. But death does not mean that is the end of the life. But those people who are saleh, who are pak, who are tahir, so they are always happy to welcome their death, the angel of death. And angel of death is also happy to take their soul with all comfort. But those who are full of sins, so they are scared of death. So we should try our best to improve our actions, and always we should try to wait for our death. We should be ready for the death, and all those people who are ready for death, they are also enemies of Iblis. The 15th category are those people who are friends of good people. Wo log jo saleh aur nek aur paak logon ke dost hote hain, unke saath uthte baithte hain, ye log bhi shaitan ke dushman hai. Why these salihin are enemies? Those people who are friends of salihin, not only salihin, yes, they are enemies of Iblis, but those people who are in the company of salihin, who are in the friendship of salihin, they are going with them, sitting with them, talking with them, listening to them. So this is what Islam promotes. Islam says, always go to your imam or go to your scholar, go to the good people and share good things. Whenever you are seeing each other, what should you do? First of all, you have to say some words or some hadith and start your conversation with the word of Allah in Al-Bayt alayhi salam. So this is something we need to promote, this culture. We should always be conscious and careful for the selection of our friends, and always we should spare some of our time to go and visit saleh people. Saleh people, good people, nek afraad, so that when we will come in their network, in their friendship, inshallah, we all will become saleh, and all those who are salihin are friends of salihin, they are also enemies of Iblis. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
The 16th category of enemies of Iblis are those people who are humble. So this is not really an easy trait, easy virtue, but we should try to adopt. You know, the main sin of Iblis, who then worshipped for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 5,000 years. The only problem with him was he was arrogant. Anyone who is not humble, anyone who is not mutawadhi, actually he is arrogant. Yani jis shakhs ke paas tawadhu nahi hai, inkasari nahi hai, to wo kya hota hai? Mutakabbir ho jata hai. And Iblis became arrogant, he became mutakabbir, and you know what happened with him. Until today, he is mar'oon. Allah and angels and all mankind, they are cursing him. So if we try to be included in the list of arrogant people, our future will be same. So it is better we should go towards humbleness. Humbleness in front of the people like us. We are not superior than anyone, and especially Sadat. Usually they are proud of this lineage, their hasab and nasab. But why not we have to see our action, what we are doing, where we are standing. And again there is hadith for the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they will do a good deed, their reward is double. And if they are committing a sin, their punishment is double. So then there is no point to be proud. In akramakum indallahi atqakum, the only thing we should be proud, and that is no point to be proud. That is, if we are muttaqi, then we should be happy. Yes, we are going and trying to be on sirat-e-mustaqim. Otherwise, all those people who are not mutawazi, so they will face problem here and hereafter. But those who are humble here and with the people, with the mankind, especially with those people who are junior than, who are their juniors, or who are poor, or who are not especially well by that their level, and still they are mutawazi and humble with them. This is what that is promoted in Islam, and this is what which make you enemy of Iblis. The next category, that is Jawan-e-Abid, those young people, teenager, who are still young, who are still teenager, but at the same time, they are standing at night for Namaz-e-Tahajjud. They are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days and nights. So anyone who is young, who is teenager, but worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as is possible, so this young man is also enemy of Iblis. The next category, that is those people who are trying to protect themselves from haram. There are many things which are haram, especially those people who are trying to keep away themselves from haram food. Because once a person is eating haram food for 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, then he is not coming on the right track. So we should always be careful for the food and other haram things as well. The 19th factor, that is those people who are doing dua for other mu'mineen, for other believers in their absence. Usually we know whenever we are in front of each other, we are friends, we are talking, we are very close people, we are respecting each other. But when we are talking in their absence, usually we are talking against them. We are not praying for them. That's why Allah says, when you stand up for Namaz-e-Tahajjud, at that time you are just alone with Allah. But at that time also, remember, at least remember 40 people and do dua for them. So all those people who are praying in the absence of their friends and family members and mu'mineen and mu'minat, they are also enemies of Iblis. The 20th category of enemies of Iblis are those people who are very kind and obedient towards their parents. So next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the status of parents, and we should always try to be kind and obedient to our parents, whether they are alive or dead. The 21st category, that is those people who are having authority, or those people who are president, prime minister, or ministers, or kings. So they are having some authority, and they are just as well. Whatever they are having, they are not giving only those people who are their friends and family members, but whatsoever they are have, they are providing for everyone equal rights, equal opportunities. So those people who are just, they are also enemies of Iblis. And the last category is those people who observe fast. People who are fasting, at the same time when they are fasting, they should also try to do charity as well. So they are giving sadaqah or zakat as well. So just fasting, that is one of the best ritual. But fasting plus charity, that is, jaise kehte hain sone pe suhaga, that is one of the best ritual for believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والارض ذا الجلال والاكرام رب الارباب واله كل معلوم وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط انت الله لا اله الا انت الاحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وانت الله لا اله الا انت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين ابي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى علي بن ابي طالب امير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى فاطمه الزهراء
سيده
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحمي
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم عجل ظهور انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد واله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first imam for all of us. To have maximum use of our lifetime, to organize our life with the virtue of piety, until and unless we are not going towards taqwa, we are not achieving any kind of success here and hereafter. And to organize the time and to attain level of taqwa, that needs consistent efforts. Maybe one day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, we are well organized, we are good at ibadat, but after some time we start to be lazy, or our attention is diverted. So one thing which is very helpful, that is consistent efforts, that is sabr, that is tolerance. So When we have started our journey at Sirat-e-Mustaqim, we need to be sabir, we need to be tolerant, we need to be patient. With consistent efforts and consciousness, we have to follow that path. This is great achievement. You have chosen right path. You are in Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and you are. But you know, when you are traveling, if you finish your fuel, you need to get fuel again. If your right is not working or stopped, you need to get a new one, or you need repair of that car or your right. So likewise, this is a long journey. Going on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, this is a long journey. And we need to have Zadirah. We need to have all those important skills and needs which while we are going towards Allah, towards Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, if we are tired, if we are lazy, if we are sick, there must be something which should correct us, which should change us, which should again organize us, which should provide us fuel. And that is the patience, that is the tolerance. And that is something which has been provided by our seventh Imam, Imam Musa Kazim. At least, and which is confirmed, that is for 14 years, our seventh Imam, he was in prison. But all this time, all these years, he never said, I have been tired from this prison. But what he said, oh Allah, I was keen to worship you, and I am thankful to you. You have provided me loneliness so that I should worship you according to your standards. So wherever we are, like our Imam, we should try to be happy. We should try to get adapted over there. And 7th of Safar, according to some narrations, is also the birthday of our seventh Imam, Imam Musa Qadim alayhi salam. Our fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. There are two common points with fourth and seventh Imam. The duration of Imamat of our fourth Imam and our seventh Imam, that is same, that is 35 years. The second common point, both were prisoners. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, although he was not for a long time, but still he was prisoner of Yazid. And Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, also prisoner of Harun al-Rashid. And both were end up with their lives, both were poisoned. The title of our seventh Imam, one is Al-Abdu Salih and other is Bab al-Hawaj. Again, both of these titles are common in Hadrat Abbas al-Amdar al-Assalam. And why these titles have been given to these? Again, that comes to the patience and tolerance and their loyalty and sincerity towards Allah and Al-Bayt and the Imam of the time as well. But one thing which was an important era of the history, after Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, so people were doubtful, or they were disputed upon who is their next Imam. Some of the people chosen the son of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Ismail as the successor of sixth Imam. But this Ismail died in the life of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. And There was no practice in imamate. So what was the tradition, what was sunnah? When one imam was dying, after his death, for example, three imams or four imams were at a time. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain, and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Because Imam Sajjad was also born in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So potentially these were four imams. But until Imam Ali alayhi salam was alive, Imam Hassan alayhi salam never declared his imamat. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam became imam after the shahadat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he was imam, but declaration of his imamat was after the shahadat of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And declaration of imamat of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was after the shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Likewise, when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was alive, nobody could announce that he is the imam. And Ismail died in the life of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But some people, they chose him as imam, although he was died. And actually, that imamat went into his progeny. Yes, there was son of Ismail and his name was Muhammad. And then the generation of Muhammad, the people who are living on the earth today with the sect of Ismaili or Bukhara, Dawoodi. So they believe in first six imams, and after six imams, so they have changed their direction. This is a kind of deviation, because when Prophet told the names of 12 imams, so that is guideline for all of us. And whenever any imam was dying, before his death, he was nominating who is the next imam. So this is one category who followed Ismail and his son Muhammad, and they are called today Ismaili. There was another category of people who also chose another son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and his name was Abdullah. And he was the eldest son. After the death of Ismail, the eldest son of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam was Abdullah, and he was well known as Abdullah Aftah. Some people, they followed him as imam, but majority of the people, they followed Imam Musa Qasim alayhi salam as the real successor of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. There's one saying of our Imam, he said, Tuba lil muslihin ulaika humul muqarribuna yawm al qiyamah. Those people who are muslih, those people who are reformers, are if there is any breakdown, any problem, any dispute among the people, and they are coming to patch them up. So those people who are muslih, Imam say, ulaika humul muqarribuna yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment, they will be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should get lesson from this saying. We know some people always, they are trying to improve or increase or raise different issues among the community members or the family members, to have fights, to have quarrels, disputes. But there are other people who are trying to patch up. So as a believer of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam, our role should be to patch up the problems, to patch up the issues, and to go towards the healthy life. And another thing Imam alayhi salam says, إِنَّ الْعَاكِلَ لَا يُقَذِّبْ وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ هَوَاهُ. Anyone who is aqil, so he is not a liar. We all have aql, but maybe we are not aqil. We all have brain, we all have thinking power, but if we are liar, it means we are not aqil. So why not we should stop this lying and try to be aqil. Imam says, وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ هَوَى. Anyone who is aqil is never lying, although from inside he is getting inspired, or from outside, from Iblis, he is getting inspired to lie. But he is controlling or subsiding this desire and always speaking truth. And with truth he is being included in the list of Aqilin. Another thing Imam alayhi salam said, قَلِيلُ الْعَمَلِ مِنَ الْعَالِمِ مقبول مضاعف. So anyone who is doing good deed, that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if that is with sincerity, that is maqbool. But Imam says, قَلِيلُ الْعَمَلَ مِنَ الْعَالِمِ, and if alim is doing even a little bit of work, that work will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُضَعَفٌ, and that will be rewarded double. So, always this category of people who are enemies of Iblis as well and who are friends of Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, always alameen or alam, alim people, they are scholars, are highlighted by Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, and we should alim, all these people are those who are always trying to be student of Quran and Muhammad wa Muhammad, and we all should try our best to learn as much as possible from Quran and from Muhammad wa Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atayna al-Kawthar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Allah.